This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Monday is Flag Day. Want to talk about what's going to be happening in Myrtle Creek. And if it's happening in Myrtle Creek, Ted Romas is probably in on it at some level. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So what's planned there with the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge and folks at Myrtle Creek on coming up?
Well, let me just start by saying that every Elks Lodge is required by their procedures to conduct and present a ritual for Flag Day on Flag Day, regardless of the day of the week. So it's always June 14th, whether it's a Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or in this case, Sunday, June 14th. And we will present that to the public at 1 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial at Millsite Park, Myrtle Creek. It's a ritual-type ceremony, but it's very, very informative, and it basically commemorates the birth of the American flag with many, many passages about the flags since the very earliest flag and the evolution of the flag, and presents those flags to the public by our officers who will be in their required uniforms, if you will, dress and wearing their jewels, their ritual jewels, proceed from the Elks Lodge to the Veterans Memorial, which is about a two-minute walk, and be able to present that to the public for their enjoyment.
And, of course, it is, it's a serious, somber event, but a very positive event in a lot of ways, maybe even especially this year as we look forward to the 250th anniversary next month.
Yes, absolutely. It is somber, but because of the nature of it itself and the way that the flag, the history of the flag is read by a presenter from the lodge, in this case myself. I've read it several times at these ceremonies, and it's very stirring. And as the history of each flag is read, the flag itself is marched out from one location and then posted in a flag holder until all the flags from the 1775 pine tree flag all the way up to the current 50-star flag are brought out and presented to those in attendance.
All right, so a lot of folks going to be looking forward to that. And what do you have planned afterwards?
Well, afterward, we've invited all those attending to come to the Elks Lodge for a light, actually, burgers and beverages to kind of introduce those who may not be familiar with what the Elks Lodge does for the community. Bring them, have them come inside, have them enjoy some beverage and food, and become familiar with the various things that we do as a result of witnessing this ceremony, particularly the things that many people are aware of, the food boxes we do for Christmas each year, build beds for kids, celebrate the community in various ways.
How long have you been involved with the Elks?
21 years.
Wow. And how did you end up getting involved? What led you to you're very busy. What led you to put this into one of the things you do?
Well, it's an interesting because you don't just ask to become an Elk. You have to be proposed by a current member of an Elks Lodge for membership and then go through a series of verifications. Kind of a little mini investigation and then an orientation and ritual ceremony. And so a friend of mine, when we first moved here to Myrtle Creek, was a member of the lodge, still is, and met him and his wife, and he says, hey, would you be interested in joining the Elks? And I had never been an Elk before, and I went to the facility there in Myrtle Creek, the Elks Lodge, and got a tour, and I said, yeah, I think this is for me because I like what it represents to the community and all the things it does other than the facility that we have that, you know, where we have a variety of different activities going on, including bingo and Friday night dinners and karaoke and social events.
All right. So the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge in Myrtle Creek, any idea how long it's been there?
July. It was chartered in 1959.
Okay, so having an impact in that community for a very long time. So that's, again, Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, Veterans Memorial down at Millsite Park in Myrtle Creek. Anything else people ought to know?
No, I would suggest coming a little early. Parking is free, but it has some limited availability depending on the number of people that show up. It's just right adjacent to Millsite Park on Volunteer Way. Very easy to find. Take a right at the only stoplight in town.
All right, Ted Rummis of Myrtle Creek, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:37 at the Morning Report.